Now joined by the head coach of the Gilman City Boys basketball program in Adam Clark. The Hawks, they've had a couple of days off after the Pattonsburg game. Boy, Pattonsburg, a tough team that they ran into on, I believe that was Friday night. That was a 70-22 loss. Trip over to Union Star tonight and then Stuartsville on Thursday night. And Winston coming to Gilman City on Friday night. Coach, you're seeing some of the best teams in the area come to your place here over the last couple of Fridays.
Yeah, we've seen some really good competition here earlier in the year. You know, we've already got to see Winston at the Gallatin tournament and played Maysville there too. They're a pretty good team, and then saw Pattonsburg last Friday, and they're one of the better teams in their area too. So, you know, there wasn't much time for us to just blink and take a rest. We've been trying to get prepared as best we can for each opponent, and we, like you said, we've seen some of the best in our area. So, you know, Pattonsburg is definitely playing pretty well right now. They've got a lot of size, and they're got plenty of quickness, and they don't shoot too shabby either. So they showed up Friday night ready to go and created a lot of turnovers and got a lot of transition points on us, unfortunately.
So we'll talk about your games here in a little bit, but I did take a look at the Pattonsburg schedule coming up, and they go to Winston a week from tonight. Since you've seen them both, Coach, what's your thoughts on that matchup?
It's going to be a fun game to watch, you know, because you know, they're both very athletic. You know, Pattonsburg's got a little bit more size inside. But, you know, the guard play at Winston's second to none. And so it will be very, very fun to watch that game if anybody can get there and watch it.
Okay, so let's take a look at your team. I did notice, because we kind of talked about Union Star being down for a number of years, but they got a nice victory. I think it was last night. So they're going to come in with a little bit of confidence in that game over at their place tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, Union Star in years past, they've struggled at times, but, you know, their coach, Manuel, has been doing a pretty good job with them the last couple of years. They've been coming to our tournament at Gilman for the last two or three years, and we could tell that they were, you know, getting better in their fundamentals and their strategies and schemes. And so, you know, Union Star is not just one of those games where you can overlook and say, yeah, that's in the bag already. So I think, you know, we watched a little game film on them yesterday, and I think the boys understand that, you know, yes, we need to be concerned with what they're going to try and do at times, but it's still about us right now. We're still a young team, so to speak. You know, we've got a couple seniors, we've got some sophomores and freshmen, but, you know, as far as a team playing together and spending time together, we're still young at that. So we've got a lot of things to work on, and, you know, it's going to be a long season for us. And as the season progresses, I hope that we make strides towards getting better.
So did you get a chance to get up to Canesville and see Union Star at all last night, Coach?
No, didn't go watch that game. But, you know, I've been doing some visiting with some coaches about some scouting and watching a little game film from last year. You know, I think they're still going to do a lot of the similar things that they did, or a lot of things similar that they did last year. So, you know, it's going to be important for us to understand our matchups at times and be able to control the flow of the game. You know, typically we like to go a little fast. At times we get a little bit out of control, so we're going to have to try and curb that a little bit, where we're trying to keep the pace to our liking but also keep the turnovers down and, you know, try and slow down Union Star at times.
I'm sure that's one of the challenges, because as we were talking about the Pattonsburg game, and I've seen Pattonsburg in person over at the Albany tournament, they play fast, and when you're building up the program and you're dealing with a little bit of youth on the team, as you are this year, playing fast is one thing, but Pattonsburg speeds you up to the point that you're playing too fast.
Right, and that's exactly what happened against us against Pattonsburg. You know, we tried to play at their level, and they're just so much more comfortable playing at that speed of a game than we are. You know, the fundamentals of handling the ball at that type of speed and making passes and running the floor for layups and being under control for those layups, you know, they're very good at that right now, and that's something that we're trying to get better at. So we're going to have our ups and downs. It's going to be a roller coaster ride for us this season, and hopefully we can get that going in the right direction for us here soon.
What will be the most important thing that you're looking for from your guys tonight?
Well, I think it's going to come down to our execution. You know, a lot. We need to have a lot of discussion on the floor. You know, a little. We need some leadership. You know, we're still trying to identify our roles, and so I think if the guys can do a lot of talking instead of a lot of listening to me, I think they'll be doing better at that. You know, just, you know, if we're going to switch defenses, making sure we're all on the same page, and then it's going to come down to our offensive execution. I think if we can execute our plays better than we have in the last couple weeks, I think we'll have much better opportunities to score.
You go to Stuartsville on Thursday, looking at their schedule, their record. They're 2-3. They've been in the PVI tournament already and lost a couple of games, East Atchison and South Holt from there. But all five of their games, they've been very competitive. A couple of close wins and then three close losses. So they've been all five of their games.
Yeah, and you know, I think Coach Curtis over there does an excellent job with his guys. We got to see him at a jamboree earlier in the year. They're going to play at a high intensity level. They like to get up and down the floor and transition offense and try and pressure you full court defensively. And so that'll be one of those games where if we can keep our composure and control the ball a little bit and standard control, I think we'll be able to have some success against them. But it starts with just keeping that mind fresh and knowing what's coming next and how to attack it.
Winston at home, as we mentioned, on Friday. That'll be the GRC opener for the Hawks. Are you in Holiday Hoops, Coach, or no?
Yes, we're going to play on Wednesday the 19th. So, we're going to play against Brashear, I believe. The girls will play at 5:30 and the guys will play at 7 that night.
It's one of those, that's why I like the event, because both kind of sort of in the listening area. I know Brashear is a little bit east of our listening area, but Gilman City doesn't see Brashear all the time. So it's interesting to see similar size schools and see how they compete against one another. And it's always nice to see a different face.
Yes, it's definitely nice to see a different face. You know, the kids asked who we were playing, and I told them, and they're like, "Who's that?" And I'm like, "Well, they're from a little bit far east." So It is nice to see somebody from a different area. And I think we're going to be similar in abilities, hopefully, and it'll make for a good basketball game.
Just tell them it's close to Kirksville. They'll recognize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit off to the east of Kirksville. We'll talk more about Holiday Hoops with Coach next week. As always, Coach, appreciate the time. Safe travels. Good luck over at Union Star tonight.
Thanks a lot, Tom.